definitely human.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, a podcast for the pre-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And I'm David Knight. And this week, we're reviewing Jaffa Cakes.
Just have a look.
I don't need to have a look. I've got it written down right here. It says, this week, we're reviewing Jammy Dodgers.
Easy mistake. Both begin with a J.
April Fools! That was a joke. Obviously, I know that we're doing Jammy Dodgers. I was just doing an April Fool's joke there.
Okay.
Funny joke, because it's April.
Just one day, not the whole month.
Well, no, that's not how we celebrate it.
You just do practical jokes for the whole month.
For the whole month, yeah.
Wow, it must be a long month in your house.
Yeah. I've lost a lot of friends.
Okay, well, that was...
Yeah, a very funny joke.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's one of those jokes you don't laugh at the time, or really on reflection, but you understand it's a joke. You know what, actually... Nice one, David. Very good. I think this kind of fits in with this biscuit. The Jammy Dodger, it's about fun. It's about mischief.
Yes. You know. That's why I did it.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
It was very on brand.
Yeah, no, that was a great joke to start.
Thank you.
It's got us off.
It's a thinker.
It's a thinker. It's a You'll thinker. Think about it. Yeah. You will.
Yeah. Be like, oh, that's the best kind of joke. It's the one where you don't laugh, but you think.
Yeah. And they're like, what is a Jaffa cake? Oh, he just said the wrong way. What's the joke? It's just a different word.
Yeah, but now you're asking questions.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. A lot more than I thought.
I've got you now. I've sort of trapped you in this joke maze.
Yeah, and I just want to get out. just can't find the way out. The Jammy Dodger.
The Jammy Dodger.
The Jammy Dodger.
Yeah.
A shortcake biscuit with a raspberry jam center.
Mm.
And, well, I have quite a good costume to kind of go along with this.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps we'll talk about your costume first.
I also have a very good appropriate costume that I'm wearing for Jammy Dodgers.
You like the sun or something?
The sun?
Yeah, like helping the raspberries grow so they can be put into a Jammy Dodger?
Could be that.
Right.
is it good if it's that?
Not really.
No, it's not that. It's not that.
Okay. Well, the only other thing that you kind of look like is an orange.
Well, that wouldn't be an orange, would I? Because it's a Jammy Dodger, and that's what we're doing. I'll just tell you, I'm a strawberry.
Right.
I'm a strawberry representing the strawberry filling of a Jammy Dodger.
Okay, you look exactly like an orange.
I think it's probably the lighting maybe is kind of throwing you off. I'm red, like a strawberry. Perhaps I look orangey in this lighting.
Okay.
And your bad eyes.
Okay, because... Seems like kind of crazy, but I kind of think like maybe the Jaffa Cakes thing wasn't a practical joke. You've got the biscuit wrong and you dressed up as an orange because you just thought we were doing Jaffa Cakes because you're not invested in this show.
It's not that. I'm a strawberry. Some fruits kind of just look the same.
Yeah, strawberries and oranges. Not ones that I would say look the same.
But, you know, they belong to the same family, and so you can see how you might get confused.
Okay, fine. Let's just accept that you are a strawberry then.
Good, we're all on the same page.
Second question.
Yeah.
Why are you dressed as a strawberry?
Because I'm the strawberry from the Jammy Dodgers.
The raspberry.
Did I say strawberry? What I meant was raspberry. I'm a raspberry.
Right, because you're quite insistent about the strawberry.
Yeah, because you were saying it so much and I was just kind of copying you. I got caught up in it. But no, I think I said raspberry initially and then you said strawberry and then I kind of went along with it.
Right.
But no, what I meant was I'm a raspberry.
Right.
In previous episodes, I've kind of dressed up as characters. I don't know if you've noticed, but sometimes I have kind of taken on the characteristics of those people that I've dressed up as before.
Yeah, no, I remember the lone wolf where he became quite needy and desperate.
I don't think I was needy and I think I then was quite a cool guy that could handle himself and didn't need anyone.
Yeah, so you're saying you've dressed as a quote-unquote raspberry to not occupy the character of a raspberry?
Exactly.
Okay.
Because I'm done. I'm done with trying to be someone I'm not. And so this is a statement costume to say, you know what, it's so far removed from anything.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take on the characteristics of a raspberry, am I?
No, you're absolutely not. No one would guess that you are trying to be a raspberry.
Exactly.
Absolutely no one.
Thank you. So you get it.
Okay.
I'm done with, you know, this kind of ridiculous inner journey that I've been on with other costumes. You know, I'm done with that now. I've made peace with who I am.
Yeah.
Time to move on. And let's have some fun.
Okay, so is that what it is? It's like, it's not about kind of the deeper journey. It's about fun.
It's just about fun.
Well, okay, no, I can kind of get on with that. All right, well, then, would you like to know what my costume is?
I would love to.
Okay,
then. Looks quite similar to costumes you've worn before.
It's a little bit different, this one.
Okay.
A little bit different.
Not different in, like, a physical way.
But it's, like, underneath, because I've got, like, some handkerchiefs at my sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
And would you like to guess who I am?
Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that you are a religious figure of some kind.
Yes, I am. Very good guess.
Possibly a saint.
Yes, very good again. I'm really impressed, David.
And that is the extent of my knowledge, because I don't know any saints.
Okay, well, I'm just glad you didn't say I was like Friar Tuck or something.
Why would I say you were like Friar Tuck?
Similar outfit. Sort of the brown robes, sandals.
But don't they just all look like that?
Yeah, but you know, I'm actually Man of God, the same.
Is it bad that when you said Friar Tuck, all I pictured was the animal?
That's all I can picture. Yeah. That is that.
Is he like a mole or something?
Yeah.
Or maybe, not like a badger?
No. Yeah, he's not. No.
I actually don't know what he is.
Should I look it up?
Yeah.
So this was in the 1973 Disney animated film of Robin Hood. I'm now on the Disney fandom wiki.
Let me know if you see any of my posts.
Yeah, apparently he's a badger. That does not look like a badger to me.
Is it like an American badger? Because they look different.
Do they? Okay, maybe it's an American badger then, yeah.
Google American badger versus British badger. The American one is the one without the top hat monocle.
American badger versus European badger. Oh, yeah, okay, I can see. Yeah, they are. Yeah, okay. All right, Disney.
Yeah, quite different, yeah.
Great, okay, well, we've solved that. We've wrapped that one up, so that's good. Now we can move on.
So you're a badger?
So, yeah, I'm a badger. No, I'm not a badger.
Oh, okay.
I'm a saint.
Right, yeah. Okay, yeah.
A man of dignity, a man of gravitas, which you'll appreciate when I tell you who I am, Saint Philip Neri.
Okay.
Italy, born 22nd July 1515, died 26th of May 1595. Yeah. I can tell you're like, oh, I've heard that name before. I do know this.
Never heard this name before in my life.
Okay. Well, he is he's the patron saint of joy.
Oh yeah, now it rings a bell.
Also known as the humorous saint, one of his sayings was, a joyful heart is more easily made perfect than a downcast one.
Okay,
so this
doesn't sound humorous.
Well, I'm just gonna read a bit about Saint Philip Neri, known as the humorous saint. That's, they put that in quotation marks.
Okay,
which kind of suggests that maybe he wasn't known as the humorous saint. Well, one example, according to author Sean McAfee, Neri was known to show up to important events with half his beard shaved, give incorrect walking directions to his disciples, read a book of jokes. When he did each of these things, he caused a mix of emotions in others, but it always ended up producing the same end state, increased humility and increased patience.
Okay, so he was a troll.
Yeah, basically, yeah. He sounds, well, just read on a bit more, actually. So, additionally, he needed lighthearted jokes to keep his mind focused on celebrating Mass. So in order to concentrate before offering Mass, St. Philip would need to hear jokes or read humorous anecdotes, which distracted him just a little from total absorption in the glory of God. When a scholarly bishop who was used to the stoic seriousness of his office attended Philip's Mass, to lighten the ambience, Philip committed every possible error in pronunciation during the homily. The crowd wasn't sure if they should laugh or remain silent. Philip himself likely laughed for days after the mass and maintained his mispronouncing character throughout the entire sermon. Wow. Like all the best jokes, it doesn't make you laugh.
It sounds like Philip was having a great time.
So yeah, so that's me, St. Philip Neri, the humorous saint, the practical joker.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
For April Fools.
Yeah, also because the biscuit is meant to be right, joyful and mischievous, yes. Yeah, you know. Okay.
Yeah, this guy sounds like a bit of a chancer. He sounds like he just kind of stumbled into town and like put on a spare robe that he saw lying around and then everyone started thinking that he was a priest and he just went along with it.
Yeah, he was kind of, you know, on the run for some reason, hiding out in Rome, accidentally knocks over this man of God. The man of God dies and he's like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Someone's coming. Just takes his clothes and puts them on and they're like, oh, Philip, where have you been? Come on, you gotta do mass.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, okay then. Mary Mahaladin. And I was like, is he joking? He's like, it's a joke.
Yeah, funny joke. That's just what I do. My method is to make jokes, otherwise I become too close to God. Is the thing.
It keeps me focused, because a light heart is more easily made perfect than a downcast one. Yeah.
Okay.
Amen. So, yeah, so surprisingly not the patron saint of bullshitters, but the patron saint of joy.
That's fun. And will you be bringing any of that joy to the
absolutely.
The episode?
Yeah, we're probably going to have laughs aplenty.
Oh, great. Well, I look forward to that.
Exactly. It's April Fool's Month.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I suppose we should get to the biscuit then. Let's have some joy. Let's have some joy in our mouths.
Yeah. Well, first question, is it a biscuit or is it a cake?
Yeah, it's a biscuit.
Or is
Why would it be a cake?
There's a discussion about it, isn't there? People talking about whether it's a biscuit or a cake, yeah.
I don't think I've heard that
discussion. And is there something about it gets taxed differently or something like that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I think I will repeat my argument, which is, where do you go to get Jammy Dodgers? Do you go to the cake aisle or do you go to the biscuit aisle?
Jammy Dodgers, yes. You'd go to the biscuit aisle, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
So that the bit on the tax thing, you researched that, didn't you?
But I mean, we can just move on.
What's on the pages you've got there? Read them out. The facts about the Jammy Dodger.
This is like we have wasted enough time.
Yeah. Okay. No, it would be a waste of time if you'd prepared some facts on the Jaffa cakes. You hadn't done your
I know I've done it Jammy Dodgers.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
You know what I'm excited to do right now is eat these delicious looking Jammy Dodger biscuits.
All right. Yeah. Let's bring some more joy and humor into the world because I'm getting a very downcast heart.
Are these like a special? They're like raspberry flavor. Is that like a
That's the standard flavor, which I'm sure you probably just slipped your mind from all the research you did.
I forgot because I'm dressed as a
strawberry.
It's a raspberry.
You are sure on that?
Should we get on? Should we?
Yeah.
Should we eat the biscuit?
Yeah. Should we talk about the packaging?
So Jammy Dodgers. Jammy is written in much smaller font. Dodgers is kind of made the main part of it, which is. Are there other kinds of Dodgers? Non-Jammy Dodgers?
No, they're just trying to sell on the Dodger thing.
It feels like the jam is the main thing about the biscuit that is kind of unusual.
It might be they're embarrassed that it's misspelled.
Because it's IE.
Yeah, and I'll say it now. I have not been able to find out why that is.
Okay, so if any of our listeners were hoping that we would get to the bottom of that mystery, sorry, you'll have to go elsewhere. Listen to Serial or something, because we don't have the answers to this one.
But I know someone who might. Let's see if our old biscuit-loving colleague, ChatGPT, knows the answer.
ChatGPT.
Okay.
I don't see why she wouldn't know. She knows literally everything.
So, ChatGPT, how are you? Been a few weeks. See the game last night?
Hello. As an artificial intelligence language model, I don't have feelings, but I'm functioning properly and ready to help you with any questions you might have. As for the game last night, I'm afraid I'm not capable of watching or following sports events in real time, as I don't have access to live broadcasts or current news updates. However, if you have any questions or comments related to sports or anything else, feel free to ask me.
You know, it's easy to forget sometimes that we're actually doing a biscuit review podcast because it just feels like we're three friends chatting, hanging out, enjoying each other's company.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, when, you know, when people say, well, you know, what are you doing tonight? I mean, no one has asked me that because no one cares.
Yeah.
No one cares. I say, okay, I'm just going to hang out with my two friends, my two good friends.
Yeah. And luckily, they never really ask any follow-up questions.
No, they'd be like, oh, what are their names? And I'd be like, I'm not sure, to be honest. Okay, well, ChatGPT, actually, we do have a question, because I was not able to find this out by looking at the first three answers on Google. So, yeah, why are Jammy Dodgers spelt Jammy with an I-E instead of Jammy with a Y?
Jammy Dodgers are a brand of biscuit that originated in the United Kingdom. The reason they are spelled Jammy with an I-E instead of Jammy with a Y is likely due to traditional spelling conventions in British English. In British English, certain words that end in a consonant and have a vowel before the final consonant, like jammy, often double the final consonant before adding a suffix. For example, jam becomes jammed and pop becomes popped. However, when the final consonant is preceded by a vowel that is pronounced as a long vowel sound, such as in pie, the final consonant is not doubled. So, in the case of Jammy Dodgers, the spelling jammy with an IE follows the convention of not doubling the final consonant in words with a long vowel sound before the final consonant.
Oh, that is that's great stuff. That's really interesting.
It's funny and interesting.
Both of those. I mean, because I was expecting her to just say it's pronounced Jamie.
Jammy Dodgers.
Jammy Dodgers. Yeah, we've just been saying it wrong this whole time. So it says Jammy Dodgers, spelled incorrectly. Dodgers is the main focus of the packet. The O in Dodgers is actually, I don't know if you can see that, but it's actually a sort of a cartoon representation of the biscuit with a heart in the middle.
That's very clever, that.
It's very clever, yeah. And underneath it says raspberry, just so you know what flavor it is. It's got a kind of cartoony, almost comic strippy kind of vibe going on.
Yeah, but then a photorealistic biscuit. Yeah. So, you know, they're not fucking around with
that.
So
you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
And there's two different kinds of red, a normal red and a sort of burgundy color, which... Mm-hmm. I feel is perhaps too mature of a color.
I think you're right, actually. Yeah. Burgundy is, you know, it's not a kid's color.
And it's pretty jarring to see it used so luxuriously on this packet.
Yeah.
And then there is a big tick and it says, no nasty stuff, we're jammy enough. And that's the packet.
What does that mean? We're jammy enough.
Are they suggesting that some jam products require artificial components to become as jammy as possible? Is it kind of like Rocky when he's like a guy and he's like running up steps and like punching meat?
Yeah.
And then the other guy is like, you know, he's like a robot.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but he's like a robot, isn't he? And he has to fight a robot?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And it's kind of like a commentary on like, well, Rocky's like, he's like acoustic. He doesn't need... that extra technology just need to be enhanced in that way.
But then his skull gets crushed by the robot.
It does, so, yeah, which is unfortunate, but I mean, a lesson learned.
Exactly. Just seeing what the ingredients are. All the usual stuff. Raspberry-flavoured apple jam. What the fuck is raspberry-flavoured apple jam?
See, this is what I'm saying, like,
okay.
All fruit is the same.
All fruit is the same.
All fruit is the same.
But yeah, it's kind of, it's very, just to the point, really, isn't it? It's just, yep, Jammy Dodgers.
I think it's trying to convey a certain sense of fun
and sort of childish abandon.
It could be funner.
We had the penguin bars, you know. They're shit biscuits, but at least they put a joke on them.
I think that went so far the other way that it kind of circled back round and became...
Not fun.
I was going to say crushingly existential, but yeah, in that kind of wheelhouse.
Yeah. They could have had like some tips, like, you know, here's a fun practical joke you can play.
That's a good point.
You know,
because that would be their thing. Because penguins is just like bad jokes.
Yeah,
Jammy Dodgers could be like, here's a funny way to like not harm, but put loved ones into situations that they would not want to be in, which is what a prank is, right?
Yeah, yeah, basically, yeah. So yeah, if you kind of like calling up 999 and saying, you know, my spouse has just fallen over and their head's fallen off, send an ambulance. And the paramedics are like, oh, you know, whose head's fallen off? And someone's like, what? There's a call from this house. Someone's head's fallen off.
Yeah. That's kind of one of the classic ones. But yeah, obviously there's a whole kind of spectrum of pranks.
I just say that's one of the good things about 999 is that they love a practical joke.
they do.
Yeah.
They have... tremendous sense of humor.
Yeah, you know, call it the fire brigade and say, please come out quickly. There's four people stuck up a tree with a cat.
Yeah.
And they'll come out and they'll be like, where's the cat? And four people in the tree. And like, April Fools.
Yeah. They'll all rush out of the fire engine one after the other. They'll have a big hose to try and shoot jets of water up into the tree to like help the people get down. Is that what they do?
Yeah.
What do firemen do when they need to rescue a cat? Because they just have water. That's their only tool, right? axes and water. How's that going to help a cat? Cats do not like water or axes.
Well, I guess you use the hose to hit the cat with the water, but then you have another fireman standing, you know, several meters away, ready to catch the cat when it comes flying out. Yeah. So you've got to blast it out of the tree.
And then you've got a third fireman with an axe chopping the tree down.
Exactly, yeah. If you don't have any friends or family around you now to play a practical joke on, call 999.
Yeah.
Or 911.
Or 666 in Australia.
Yeah, 666 in Australia, yeah. All right, well, let's see what kind of fun we're going to get when we open this up. Yeah. All right, okay, here we go. It's opening.
Very excited.
Just smells of cardboard.
Okay.
It's coming in a cardboard tray. Even fun things must be packaged properly.
Yes.
To prevent them perishing during transit.
Let's have a whiff. I'm definitely getting the sweet, fruity thing in the center, yeah.
Okay. So the smell, independent of the box. Mm. Okay, yeah. I get that a bit more now. It's like wine. You really got to stick your nose into it, you know?
Yeah.
It does make me want to eat it.
It looks and smells like a thing, mm-hmm. not like food, you know? Kind of almost looks like a toy.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's almost like a fake biscuit.
Mm.
Did they always have a heart in them? I feel like they didn't always have a heart.
I think it was a heart. Okay. I think it was always a heart. So the look of it, it's a sandwich biscuit.
Yes, it's a sandwich biscuit. So it is actually... So the description from Burton's, who make this. So it's a shortcake biscuit,
mm-hmm.
big flat shortcake bottom, and then the top, which has a heart cut in the middle, with a sticky splat of jammy mischief.
That sounds, quite frankly, disgusting.
It does. If someone said to you, do you want a sticky splat of jammy mischief?
I would say no, thank you.
Do not say yes to that offer.
I'm sure I've had these before as a child.
Yeah.
Much like the penguin bar.
Yeah, yeah.
It does not look like how I remember
it
looking.
No, me neither. That's what I was asking. No, I think you are right. They did have a heart, didn't they? Remember, it was fucking impossible. This is what I remember. You can't like dissect them. It's not like a custard cream or an Oreo or anything where you can't like pull the two bits apart and get to the jam in the middle. That's my recollection anyway. Maybe I'm wrong.
It kind of almost looks like they've overdone it with the embellishments. They've kind of kept working on it after it was finished, if that makes sense.
I know. I think you're right. I think you're absolutely spot on. Like, so they got like a little on the biscuit on the top, they got like a little JD embossed on it. Assume it's for Jammy Dodger. Why?
Hmm.
Why do you need to put that down? I know what I'm eating.
You're going
to
forget during that short period of time from taking the biscuit from the box and putting it in your mouth. Also, so it's a circular sandwich biscuit with a heart in the middle, and the heart is jam. And obviously the jam is in between the sandwich and is exposed by a hole in the top.
Mm-hmm.
That would be enough. But they've also added this kind of textured splat thing on the front as well, which is biscuit. It's not jam, but it's made to look like a splat of jam.
Why is a heart splatting?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a gunshot. Is it a fucking exit wound or something?
It's like someone dropped an organ on the hospital floor.
Yeah. There's just a lot of mixed messages coming. Mm. I think you're right. It's kind of over design, you know?
It's like
they've lost confidence or something. They've lost their kind of clear vision of what they're trying to do with this. They're just chucking everything at the wall, seeing what sticks.
It's so important to have a clear vision.
Yeah.
To say, this is the thing.
And that's... what you felt when you put your costume
exactly.
on.
Exactly. That's, I am what I am. You can see what I am.
What you see is what you get.
What you see is what you get and nothing. Exactly.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, should we have a little taste?
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. Too much fun? A little bit of mischievous choking?
It's so dry.
Yeah, I confirm you cannot dissect the biscuit.
At the risk of getting into texture, the type of biscuit that this is, like a shortcake, is not designed to be a sandwich biscuit. It breaks apart in your mouth in a really like unpleasant and dry, like the dryness is exacerbated, I think, from the fact that you're basically eating two dry biscuits at the same time.
Mm-hmm. That was a very astute analysis, but I'm blacked out momentarily because I got to the center of the biscuit where you've got kind of that circle. So you're kind of only getting one layer of shortbread
mm-hmm.
and then quite a thick layer of jam. And that is fucking sweet. Incredibly, incredibly sweet.
It's also just like waves of nostalgia crashing over me, drowning me.
Yeah.
That's the biggest flash of nostalgia I've experienced so far.
Okay, so tell me, what was it like? What's young David doing?
No.
What's maybe 32-year-old David doing? I don't know how far back you're going with this.
Way, way back.
Okay.
But it's not tangible.
Right,
it's
okay.
It's just the vibe.
You know,
the feeling?
Okay.
Just this kind of absolute rush of melancholy. That's what nostalgia is, right? It's melancholy.
Kind of. I seen something the other day that apparently nostalgia and fascism very closely linked. Yeah, so and kind of biscuits kind of working into that is interesting. I'll try and get some more of that for the next episode.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't really getting so much of the nostalgia. Okay. I do know I've eaten many a jammy dodger in my time. The shortbread is a strange choice for a sandwich biscuit, partly for the reason you said, but also because it's like, this is like a fun biscuit, you know?
Yes.
It's like, it's meant to be fun. It's a little hit. It's, ooh, it's mischief. Wow. Yeah. And it's like shortbread, like the most staid, down-to-earth, conservative, reserved biscuit.
I mean, I'd say it's one level worse than that. It's shortcake, which to me is like shortbread, but without the flavor.
Yeah. I guess the thing is, I'm just trying to think what you do instead. Like, what kind of biscuit would you have instead?
I mean, that's not our job.
Exactly.
We're not here to tell these people how to do their jobs.
No, we're just here to tell them they're doing a bad job.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what critique is.
Exactly. And as the humorous saint, the patron saint of joy, I'm going to continue to take joy in just, nitpicking and just poking holes in someone else's life because that's joyful.
Yeah, shortcake makes me think of not kids, the opposite of that. Mm. Very, very, very old people in rooms full of like doilies.
Yeah, the jam as well. It's not like, I'd say it's not a fun jam.
No.
Like the jam you get in a jam donut, that's a fun
jam. That's a fun jam.
That's a fun jam. It's squirty.
It's thick. There's a lot of it.
But it runs as well.
Yeah.
This is like, you could fucking seal your bath with that. Yeah. It's so kind that's of right. thick and viscous. It's like tar.
No nasty stuff.
No, okay.
No nasty stuff.
No nasty stuff. Yeah, kind of. Yeah, very, very confused. I guess we're getting into biscuitness a little bit now. Mm. So let's keep it focused.
We've been all over the place. Like we were talking about texture, then we were talking about biscuitness, and it's like, what are we do? Like, there is such a thing as too much unstructured fun.
Oh, absolutely, and it's not fun.
That's when it's not fun. Exactly. It's just chaos.
It's just a free for all chaos.
Yeah,
just spinning towards the void. I think it's the confusion of the jammy dodger. I think it's infected us a little bit. Mm. So maybe it's the mischief.
Yes,
maybe it's
we're being pranked by the biscuit.
I mean, it does feel a bit like they're not really confident in what they're doing and they're trying to be something they're not or trying to project something that they're not. But maybe it is just mischief.
Yeah, I think it's just mischief. I don't think anything's trying to project something that they're not. No,
okay.
I think we're all having genuine fun in a genuine, truthful, structured way. We need to get back to the structure.
Yeah, okay.
Taste, not good. It's so weird that they make this big thing about it having no nasty stuff, jammy enough, but it tastes so artificial.
Yeah.
And it's like, why don't you use more artificial flavoring? Because maybe that would make your product better.
Yeah, and maybe more fun. You ready to write?
I think I'm going to be quite harsh, which is a shame. I'm going to go with two.
Okay.
It's not something that I would want to put back in my mouth. I would say 90% of the biscuit tastes like shortcake, which is not a pleasant tasting biscuit. It's always like the thing that's left over in the big biscuit box. It tastes like old people food. And then the 10% jam flavor is not particularly jammy. It tastes more like a sweet, but again, like a sweet that you'd get in like an old people's home.
What are you reckon on old people's homes?
I've got nothing against old people.
Okay.
But my taste buds have not deteriorated to the point where I can enjoy this kind of food.
Yeah. Okay. So you're getting it two. This is very, very dull, but I think I'm going to go for two as well. Which I appreciate is not very joyful or humorous or mischievous.
No, it would have been funny if you'd gone with five.
That would have been funny, but that would have been dishonest.
Yes, yeah. You know? The thing is, it's important to always be truthful with your pranks.
Exactly. You'd prank in honesty and go forth in joy. Prank with falsehood and you're a naughty boy.
Okay, and that's...
St. Philip Neri.
Oh, that is... Oh, okay, that was a direct quote. Okay.
Yeah, that's a direct quote. I'm going to go for two because, actually, you know, the constituent parts I didn't find that bad. Like, the shortcake was okay.
You've got a few more years on me.
True. That is true, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, my taste buds are further down the path.
They're in the sort of twilight years.
Very much so, yeah. Probably the kind of the darker part of twilight.
The darker part, yeah.
We're definitely closer to nighttime than we are to daylight. And the jam itself, like if that was just like a strip of jam or something or like that, it's like, it's a funny little jam sweet. I'd be like, okay, wow, that's pretty sweet. But just like the composition is awful. This is just like a terrible combination. It's less than the sum of its parts by a huge amount.
I think you're right. Like both elements would be passable on their own together.
No.
No thanks.
No thank you. Okay, well, difficult start for the jammy dodger, the JD.
Wasn't able to dodge its way out of those low scores.
It's now finding itself in a bit of a jam.
Very good, very good.
Yeah, this is joyful. We're back with the joyful, the humour, the light heart, etc.
That's kind of our responsibility now, because I don't think the biscuit is going to be pulling its weight in that department.
Okay, so yeah, not a good taste round for the jammy dodger, but I think we've managed to keep our focus. We kept it joyful.
We kept it fun.
So next up is taste, but before then,
what's gonna happen?
We're gonna talk about the background of the biscuit.
Oh, okay, yeah. We do that every time. I thought you were gonna do something unexpected.
Staying focused.
Cool.
Yeah, so yeah, the jammy dodger, as you said, it's a shortcake with a sticky splat of jammy mischief. It's a type of Linzer biscuit, which is a traditional Austrian pastry, which is shortbread topped with fruit preserve and a lattice design on top. So I guess that's why they've got the shortbread and fruit.
Fruit preserve, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's jammy, it's not jam.
Maybe initially they're like jam dodgers and someone's like, that's not jam. And they're like, jammy dodgers? I'm like, jamish?
Yeah, they should be jamish, shouldn't they?
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, they're made in Llantarnam in South Wales, so it's probably the closest thing to a Welsh biscuit we're ever going to have on this show.
We should have made more of a thing of that.
Well, they're not really a Welsh biscuit. Okay. It's just made there.
I suppose you've kind of sidestepped having to try and do an accent as well, which is...
No, it just happens to, you know, just I just think it's not relevant. So let's just move on for the Welsh thing, okay? Right. Made by Burtons, who are also the people who make the Maryland cookies.
I know this isn't a visual medium, but I bet our listeners can picture the looks on our faces right now.
Yeah, not very joyful, not very joyful. Humorous.
No.
That makes a bit of sense because the Maryland is like, that is a cookie. If an AI made a cookie, like you put the inputs in to say it's, you know, has these features and then the AI somehow controlled someone to make it.
Not that an AI couldn't make.
No, that wasn't an AI slur.
No.
No. We're not anti-AI.
We're not anti-AI. No, we love AI.
We love it. We love AI.
Yeah.
And yeah, I feel like these jammy dodgers perhaps haven't been constructed by someone who has ever tasted a good biscuit, perhaps. They've read about them, but they've not lived them.
Now we're beginning to understand why there's so many embellishments on the biscuit itself. Mm. It's like, look, we can sell you on the thing, but we can't make you enjoy it.
Different skills, you know. Some people's skills are, you know, making delicious things. Some people's skills are in packaging and marketing. But yeah, so Burtons, I mean, I had a little look at them and they do have a vision though for biscuits, which is everyday classics you can enjoy over a natter, posh ones when guests are over, and lunchbox favorites that make you smile. So kind of, you know, trying to cover a lot of different bases, but they don't cover like the main base, which is just like having it on your own at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. And you'll notice there's nothing about having biscuits that just taste nice.
No, exactly. Yeah. It's all about kind of the experience around it, not like the enjoyment of the biscuit itself.
You're basically having prop biscuits.
Prop
biscuits for the experience.
Like the Maryland cookie, it might look okay on camera.
It looks like a cookie.
Yeah, and that's very visually exciting biscuit, you might say.
It looks like the kind of biscuit children would enjoy.
Children, I think, would enjoy it. Yeah,
they would as well.
Yeah, because it's got that visual stimulation, which you don't get with a lot of biscuits. I mean, fucking hell, shortbread just looks like a little brick, like a little mouse girder or something. I think prop biscuit is a very good description. So yeah, so as we discussed earlier, the jammy spelling, I don't think we need to replay. Well, yeah, maybe we should replay the explanation of why it's called jammy.
No, I think listeners can go back and listen to it. That's the thing about this show. It's a resource, right?
Okay, maybe you just play it at the end for them, because it's probably the kind of thing that you want to be reminded of, just so you can then tell your friends. But yeah, the Dodger part, so it was named after the Roger the Dodger character from the Beano. He was always trying to dodge homework and chores and causing mischief.
Now, what you've done there is you've said Roger the Dodger 3 times.
No, I didn't.
Well, you say no, I didn't, because you're expecting me to edit that out, but I can't edit it out because you laughed through the final time you said it. So if I edit it out, people will be listening and they'll be like, why is he laughing when he said that?
Because it's like he's saying Philip Neri, it's just part of my character. Okay. And people are like, oh, he's laughing. Does he make a joke?
So should I cut out the first 2 times you said it wrong?
Yeah.
And just leave in the bit where you just laugh as you're saying it?
Yeah.
Okay, and also leave this in so that people will know why you were laughing.
Yeah, I don't think I'm crazy.
No, that, okay.
You know, it'll help them get the joke.
Actually, yeah, that's a good point. How would they get the joke if we don't explain it afterwards?
Exactly.
So Roger the Dodger, he's cartoon character? Comic strip character?
Yeah, so it was the Beano.
From the Beano,
the Beano, yeah. So I think this biscuit was released in the 50s, like 58 or something like that. Yeah, the Beano, I just can't even bother explaining to people who don't know what the Beano is.
I think that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, comics, like a comic strip.
You get it.
Kids, you know, doing naughty things. There's probably like a fucking swatty one. They probably had loads of ones which you don't have anymore, like a smelly kid or something.
Most famously, Dennis the Menace. Not that Dennis the Menace, a different Dennis the Menace.
Yeah, very confusing.
The American Dennis the Menace is a little blonde kid who's naughty sometimes. Mm. The British Dennis the Menace
is a terrorist.
He's a child terrorist.
It is a big part of British culture. I think everyone in the UK knows what Jammy Dodger is.
Everyone in the UK knows what Beano is.
I assume
you read the Beano.
I did.
And what was the other one?
Dandy.
Dandy. Nah, Dandy and the
that.
Beano.
Fuck that shit.
Oh, you're
man.
A Beano boy.
Oh, I'm a Beano boy through and through, baby. You're a dandy man.
I hated them all.
You hated them all. to kind of prove how kind of ingrained it is as British culture, mm-hmm. it featured in an episode of Doctor Who. Not sure I've ever seen a full episode of Doctor Who.
Talk us through it. What's Doctor Who? For the listeners from overseas that maybe haven't heard of this one.
Doctor travels through dimensions.
Famously, Doctor Who traveler of dimensions.
I don't think I've seen a full episode of Doctor Who. So I'm kind of trying to piece it together through what I've kind of managed to absorb.
Eats a lot of jelly babies.
Does he really eat a lot of jelly babies? Is this a joke? Is this like an April Fool's thing?
Why would that be an April? That would be the worst. Why would that be an April Fool's joke?
It was about as funny as your costume April Fool's joke.
I don't know why you're attacking me over a funny joke.
Sorry.
I was trying to lighten the mood.
Sorry, yeah, Lightheart.
Yeah, what was his name?
Doctor Who.
No, the guy that played him.
I think there was a couple. I know that much.
He had curly hair.
Oh, Tom Baker.
Tom Baker. Yeah, he'd eat jelly babies. And then it would be like, the big alien goo monster has genocided my people. And he'd be like, oh, that's terrible, jelly baby.
Really?
Yeah, and he would offer them a jelly baby.
Okay.
It's like a whimsical kind of British humour, isn't it?
Okay. Well, that kind of fits then, you know, with our whole thing for this episode. You know, humour which isn't funny.
Yeah, humour which isn't funny and kind of derives from a kind of apathy.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a more recent episode because it was Matt Smith was playing Mr. Who.
He's a doctor. He's not a mister.
Where's he getting his credentials from?
I don't know. Space.
What kind of doctor?
I don't know. He's a doctor. I think actually it stands for hope. That was the most disgusted you've ever looked at me.
Yeah, so in the episode.
So come on, Doctor Who. That's
Doctor
a weird. Who. This is a Doctor Who podcast.
Doctor Who podcast. We get a lot more listeners.
I thought we were talking about the Beano.
It's just a nostalgia podcast, okay? Yeah. Remember, this is now a fascism podcast, so this is why you're getting all the nostalgia. We're softening you up for the fascism, which is later to come. So the Jammy Dodger is a supposed self-destruction device.
What?
So Matt Smith takes a bite out of it as he threatens to blow up some Daleks. So, you know, again, prop biscuit. Hello?
Yeah, I guess.
Kind of weird. I couldn't tell from the description, so I certainly wasn't going to watch it, whether it was actually a self-destruction thing. Like,
why would he
kind of
eat
like
it,
suicide
though,
biscuit?
Is that
a suicide vest or something? I don't know. He just went and did a little mini jihad on the Daleks, I guess. Pretty radical.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, kids shows these days are a lot more mature than they were when we were young. You know, they're dealing with like more mature
Doctor
subjects.
Who get tortured in a chair in a basement now. Jammy Dodgers is also featured in the UK sitcom Two Pints of Lager and a Packet of Crisps.
Okay.
Which ran, guess how many seasons it ran for?
Three?
Nine seasons.
What?
They made 80 episodes. It's just one of those things where, like, I've never met anyone, not even, like, who, like, really likes it, just watches it.
It's the kind of thing that is, like, sometimes on TV when you turn it on and then you turn it over.
Exactly,
something else.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently it's one of the characters' favourite biscuits. So that kind of tells you something about the Jammy Dodger. It's the lowest common denominator biscuit, I'd say. I think that's fair to say. Apparently the favourite biscuit among children. Couldn't find a real source on this.
You ask a child what their favourite biscuit is and they'll tell you it's the one that they're holding in their hand at the time of you asking them, right?
Yeah, exactly. Or one which is in sight. And if neither thing's a present, then they won't be able to tell you.
No, but what's a biscuit?
Yeah. I don't know.
That was a good impression of a child.
Thank you. In more recent years, in 2016, five men were jailed for stealing £20,000 worth of biscuits from the Llantarnam factory. Sentenced for between 16 and 44 months. And one of them shouted, "Anyone want a biscuit?" after they were sentenced, which I feel like is a missed opportunity. You could have said, "That takes the biscuit."
Crumbs!
Yeah, as it was jamming dodges, he could have said, "I wish I was jammy enough to dodge this."
Yeah, he could. That one's a bit much. That's a bit of a stretch.
But, and like, yeah, the classic crumbs, you know? But anyone want a biscuit? It's one of these, again, it's kind of a St. Philip Neri thing where people are just like, what?
Doesn't quite scan. Like, he's saying it in the sort of cadence of a joke, but...
It doesn't quite make sense. So... But is it a joke? I'm not sure. But yeah, light heart. Mm. I also found a story about a Jammy Dodger addict, a woman who ate 24 Jammy Dodgers a day, spending more than £1,200 a year on them.
It's quite a dark one to end on.
Yeah, but the best thing about this was it was a Daily Mail story. She's doing much better now, but obviously I need the pictures. So they had a pose with like a pile of Jammy Dodgers.
You're playing with fire there.
I know. It's like,
coming back to me.
If someone's like, "Oh, I'm so glad I kicked my hair in habit," and just having a picture, a nice lump of brown next to them. Yeah, phenomenal.
We've sort of not just talked about the cultural impact of Jammy Dodgers, but also taken a bit of a trip through British nostalgia.
British history, yeah. Which is kind of an unbroken line of mediocrity and sadness, really. Okay, well, shall we... I suppose we should talk about the texture and have a little dunk. Okay, so texture. I mean, it kind of breaks apart in sort of an unsatisfying way. It, like, breaks apart in big chunks.
Yeah, it breaks apart into bits that are both too small and bitty and also too large. And then they kind of get stuck in your throat, right?
It feels like a biscuit which they launched being like, "Look, we just got to get something out the door. We'll refine it later," but they never went and refined it.
As much as I kind of made fun of this trying to do too much with the splat texture, it's like a book that's been embossed.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a nice kind of sensory thing for your fingers to enjoy.
I don't dislike it necessarily, it just confuses me.
I do think it's trying too hard, and the JD is so dumb.
It's just, yeah, like, why? Okay, should we dunk it?
Oh boy, yep.
Yeah. Okay. That's better for me.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I agree. It is better, and I think it's because it's melded the two halves together into one thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's not, you don't break apart in your mouth, because like when you bite it when it's dry, like the biscuit breaks apart, and then you've got the jam is all separated. It's not a holy union. It's been, you know, rendered in twain. The tea brings it together. And it also helps to offset the incredibly fucking sweet jam.
Yeah.
Or jam-ish.
I mean, I was really expecting that to be a bad time for my mouth. It is better?
I don't know. I think I do kind of like it, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. I think it's... Do you know what it's done? It's taken away the fun.
Okay.
You know? The kind of... The tea is just like... Right. The Jammy Dodgers has been running around, you know, it's been all wild, and the tea has just grabbed it by the arm and just given it a clip of the back of the head. It's like, "Sit down."
Okay. Yeah.
"Sit down." "Hang yourself." And now I enjoy it.
And now you enjoy it.
It's order. Order has been restored.
Right. Do you think it's designed for this, then?
I think they'd make a bigger thing if it was. They're clearly marketing whizzes. That's where their strengths lie.
That is where
and if they were like, "The guys have got to dunk it," there'd be a whole campaign. There'd be a whole fucking made-up ritual around dunking it. Okay, you ready to score?
Yes, I liked it more, but I still didn't like it. So I'm going to give it a 2.5, and and that is generous.
Okay, I'm going for the half measures. I know you're not a man for half measures. You've sort of stretched yourself to give it that.
I'm thinking now, like, maybe I am a man who does half measures.
Okay, I'm actually going to go for a 4.
I assume this is a prank. I assume this is a hilarious prank.
No, it's
you're not giving it a 4. Was,
but it's actually a 4.
It's not a 4.
It is a 4.
You can't give it a 4.
I can give it one.
You can't. You can't.
Why? Texture-wise,
a 4.
The texture was 10 times better. You know,
this is a joke. You're doing a bit. This is a funny. This is like a joke that you're doing. Is it?
3.5.
What?
Yeah, 3.5. No, okay.
That's not enough of a difference for the joke to work.
I kind of enjoyed it. Like, the texture was way better. It kind of took the edge off the jam, the sweetness of the jam, the tea did. And to be honest with you, the dunking is giving it, like, if take the dunking out, and it's probably, it's 2.
Yeah.
With the dunk, it's like a 7. Combine the 2 and it's like 3.5. The math checks out.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I guess in a way it's good that there is a disagreement because we do tend to kind of land on similar scores.
Mm. Conflict is good. Conflict and humor is
funny.
Yeah.
Conflict is very funny. So people are probably enjoying and laughing along at how much conflict there is between us right now, which is a lot.
Exactly. It's got lots of funny quips in it as well. A Marvel film or something. Your big Zoinga? I don't know.
Zoinga?
I don't know.
Did you just...
Is that what they say?
Zoinga?
Yep.
Okay.
Funny.
When would they say Zoinga? Would that be like...
A big fight.
When Iron Man, he shoots his lasers at the Hulk.
Yeah. And like,
Zoinks or Zoinga? Zoinga.
No, he says both.
He says Zoinga and Zoinks.
Yeah.
That's the kind of witty banter that kids love these days as well.
Exactly. It's kind of witty banter that St. Philip Neri would have been given out 500 years ago.
You know, who were the original superheroes?
Jesus and the Apostles.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes you think.
Does make you think, doesn't it?
Well, it doesn't make you think that hard.
No, not really. Okay, mixed response in the texture and dunkability.
Yeah, I would say that was the correct response and the one that you gave, which was completely ridiculous, absurd even. But, you know, I'm here taking this show seriously. But
I'm taking it seriously. I'm the only one who came with a costume which makes any sense.
I'm a berry. I'm a big berry. I don't feel like I'm getting enough appreciation for my costume, it's very big, and I've been able to, like, navigate my way around, like, you know, picking stuff up, even though I've got, like, this big round body.
That has been impressive, actually.
Yeah, and, like, I haven't created any sound problems or anything.
Is it hot in there?
It's fine, actually, because there's a lot of space inside.
So just, like, the sweat is just dripping down the walls inside. So the final segment is biscuitness. Talk about the inherent biscuitiness of Jamie Dodger.
Mm-hmm.
But before then, we'll see what's happening with the Jamie Dodger online with some reviews.
Ah, yes. Okay. My favorite bit of the show.
Everyone's favorite. 4.5 out of 5, which I feel like is the rating for, like, 90% of things on Amazon. 80 ratings. Decent number.
Okay.
3 reviews.
Okay.
Yeah. 2 of them completely were just like, yeah, these came and the delivery was fine. Top review, though, was G. Warwick. 3 stars. Title, A Traditional Sweet. Body of review, a traditional offering of a pastry biscuit with a jam filling. The most notable thing about the product is its name.
That was the one that was worth listening to.
Yeah, that was the best one.
Wow.
That was the best one. And that's the thing, like, for such a culturally important biscuit, not a lot of passion for it. You can compare it to the Tim Tams, where you feel like Australia would probably go to war over it.
Yeah.
Jamie Dodgers, does anyone really care?
If they just disappeared?
Yeah, would anyone really be that upset?
I could see a scenario where, you know, some right-wing newspaper starts complaining that they've, like, changed the flavor or something.
Yeah, they've gone woke.
They've gone woke and made apple filling.
Yeah,
or something.
They're vegan now. They're not using pig's hooves anymore.
Yeah,
the wokerati have got to Jammy Dodgers.
But I mean, they could do that with literally
exactly
anything.
That's not really a reflection of the product. You know, most people in the UK probably had a Jammy Dodger at some time and probably be like, oh yeah, I know, yeah, the jam in the middle. I just don't see it as a biscuit. People are like, oh, I fucking love a Jammy Dodger. And I'm sure they're out there. We have the addicts, but, you know, it's a bit different being addicted to something.
Yeah,
it's
telling
you don't tend to like, oh, I love the thing I'm addicted to. It's just like, I just need it.
I know what you mean. It's like, you do see it a lot. It stands out on the shelves. It's talked about a lot in pop culture, and it's kind of part of the DNA of Britain.
Mm.
But you're right. Nobody cares about it. Nobody wants it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like we said before, it's kind of a prop biscuit.
It is,
It's there to represent the idea of the biscuit, but it's not actually used in the way that a normal biscuit would be used, which is to be eaten.
Yeah. I'm trying to get around, what's the psychology of someone who buys this? Because, you know, when someone buys a bit, like, okay, imagine you're buying this because you've got guests coming around. You need your guest biscuits, as we've covered before. I'm sure it happens that people put out Jammy Dodgers for guests. Cause again, I don't imagine you would have this for yourself. You'd have something which tastes better.
You know what it is? It's not that you would put it out for your guests. It's that you would put it out on the plate knowing that your guests aren't going to be staying long enough to eat them.
Mm-hmm.
But they will register them. They'll come in. Yeah. They'll see them displayed. They look fun.
I think I'm like, what is this saying about you? As a biscuit offerer, what are you trying to communicate when you put a Jammy Dodger out? I know I seem, very kind of uptight, perhaps. But
you?
No, just, I'm playing a partner.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. Yeah.
But yeah, hey, you know, I've got these jammy Dodgers, so have some jammy stickiness in your mouth or whatever the line was.
Okay, so the jammy Dodger is there to basically communicate to other people that you are a fun person, but it's a prop. You're using it as a prop because that will not come across organically.
Exactly. It's like, I could imagine if you went to the Queen's house, rest in peace.
R.I.P.
I could honestly imagine next to the shortbread, a couple of jammy Dodgers on the plate.
Okay.
She would never touch them.
Not in a million years.
And she wouldn't expect you to touch them either. And if you did, that, whoa, that is a faux pas, okay?
Yeah. She'd be doing one of her secret signals. She'd be like touching her hat.
Exactly.
Or
yeah, yeah, I know. But they'd be there to kind of, it's like communication through symbols, semiotics or something.
Right, yeah.
It's like, yeah, well, you know, I'm lighthearted. You can say that I've got like a lighter heart side. Oh my God, the Queen, she had jammy Dodgers. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to eat them. And I don't think you're going to eat them either because they're not that nice.
Yeah.
Again, a prop biscuit. I think that was you kind of hit the nail on the head there. Should have just ended the episode there, really.
Yeah, we should have, yeah.
Well, I think this is quite interesting because, and this very much speaks to what we are speaking about now. And that's a campaign that Burton ran in 2022. Hashtag witness the mischief with Jammy Dodgers. Household favorite, this is from a press release now. Yeah. Household favorite Jammy Dodgers is launching a mischievous campaign designed to disrupt the biscuit fixture and bring a smile to the face of shoppers. I don't know what disrupt the biscuit fixture makes no sense at all. But yeah, so from 11th of May, the brand's iconic logo.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't say call that iconic. That's not iconic. Will be replaced on pack by a series of funny and relatable phrases.
Okay.
Chosen to resonate with families and their moments of mischief. The packs also feature the campaign hashtag witness the mischief, encouraging families to share their own moments on social media.
I feel like witness is a bit strong of a word to use there.
I think it's not kind of join in.
Yeah.
Witness
the mischief. It gives it kind of this sense of grandeur that I don't think they were going for.
Yeah, it's kind of really weird. Their marketing director says, we all know how busy life can be, but this campaign will look to bring families together by creating mischievous moments of fun and togetherness. So this is going to fix broken Britain. Broken families. It will remind the nation's biscuit lovers that Jammy Dodgers are fun, playful, and mischievous. A treat that doesn't take itself too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. You know, yeah.
Okay. It's all starting to make sense now.
Witness the Mischief will elevate the everyday snacking occasion. That's what I call my sort of tea breaks, a snacking occasion, by tapping into the successful trend for bespoke packaging. The campaign will be amplified by nationwide in-store activity and social media activity as well. Do you want to know about the social media activity?
I would love to. Yeah, okay. I would like nothing more.
I had a little search. It seemed to be actually more June, July that people were kind of, you know, witnessing the mischief.
Not April then.
No, yeah. So yeah, they did. You know, they could have done it for an April Fool's. You're right, but April Fool's month. But no, they went for May.
Weird. Maybe they just missed the window.
Yeah, maybe like April Fool's came around. And they're like, oh, we should do a campaign. They're like, oh fuck yeah, let's do one. When? Next month? And they were like, yeah, okay. And then it's probably like close to launch. And I was like, oh wait, why are we doing this now? Why didn't we just save it for April next year? I was like, too late. Packages are printed. Write some PR bollocks. Let's get it out.
Yeah.
And good thing they did as well because, yeah, it was popping off. There was, I went on Twitter, searched the Witness the Mischief hashtag, and I found 7 tweets. But okay. I thought maybe it's more a Facebook thing. Might be more a Facebook thing.
It does
thing.
Sound like more of a Facebook thing. Is it the Minions would be doing some
you
stuff?
Might, you would imagine,
they'd
yeah.
be like eating jammy Dodgers and
yeah.
yeah. What would be the kind of thing a Minion would say?
Burning books?
What?
Yeah, I think, again, fascist tendencies with the Minions as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're fascist now?
I'm not sure it's necessarily them, but I think people who are really into them.
People that like the Minions are fascists.
Yeah. Okay. People, you know, not just like them, but people who are, you know, posting the memes and stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, I went on Facebook and I found 5 posts and not one of them was by a human.
Okay.
They were all by, like, product
minions
pages.
Or, oh, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that was, you know, probably about £1 million worth of marketing, which was well spent. But I like that some of the packs had biscuits in them, which had no jam in the middle, or had the jammy heart missing.
Oh, well, as a bit of mischief.
Yeah, which I think which I think is just like spot on. It's like, we're going to take the heart out of the biscuit.
Yeah.
Again, like, no one gave a shit. Like, you know, apparently this is one of the nation's most, apparently they sell like 36 million packs here or something fucking mad. And no one gave a shit.
There's a sort of vagueness about them, a sense that they're sort of existing, but they're not living.
Yeah, it's that whole thing like, what are you? What's your reason? What's your raison d'etre?
Yeah, you know? Gets you up in the morning?
Exactly. Do you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've got to make my breakfast. Right, yeah, but okay, but that's just a thing that everyone...
Yeah, yeah.
Well, gotta drive to work.
Okay, but what would you like...
Gotta do a job.
What do you look forward to? What kind of brings you joy?
And then clocking off and home time. All ball and chain.
What do you care about? What makes you angry?
And then, oh, you better believe I'm then going to bed.
Yeah, and that's where...
That's it.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what you've done there is you've just described a day in your life, but like, you haven't really given me a reason for anything. Those are just things that you do. That's living.
That's living.
That's what we do.
That's just process. What's the mission? What's the goal?
60 years later.
Yeah, well done. You carried out 20,000 processes.
Work complete. Job done.
Job done.
Okay.
Yeah. But I feel like the Jammy Dodger is—it's the part in that whole process living, which is like, oh yeah. But in the evenings, I like to watch an old episode of 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps.
Yeah,
do you like it? it's all right.
Yeah, it's on. You know,
you think it's funny? Yes, it's, you know, kind of, yeah.
Going back to what you were saying about how the Jammy Dodger is always there, but no one has any strong feelings about it. Nobody wants it, but it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's something in that.
What, in being completely unremarkable?
It's not about whether you're remarkable or not. It's just about, can you pass the test? You know, the person test. Are you one of us? And I feel like Jammy Dodger does pass the biscuit test in the sense that you would think of it as a biscuit.
Yeah.
If you interrogated it too much or looked too closely, maybe you'd realize that it was like made of plasticine or whatever it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But on the surface, it's basically a biscuit.
Yeah.
And in that sense, I kind of relate to it, I suppose. I think that's the way in.
It's like, that's enough just to, like, you know, right. you can pass. You can pass as a biscuit. You can pass as a person. That's it. Carry on.
Yeah. And sometimes all you need for that to happen is to have a prop, is to have something like a Jammy Dodger that says, hey, I'm a fun guy.
I'm a regular person.
Yeah. You probably have a normal conversation with me.
Would you like to have a, what was it they called it? A snacking occasion?
Yeah. Would you like to have a snacking occasion with me?
Yeah. And they'd be like, that's a strange way to speak. And then you pull out the Jammy Dodger and they're like, this checks out.
It's like, yeah, I guess I thought David was like this boring guy, but he's wearing that really flowery, colourful shirt.
Yeah.
So he can't be a boring guy. Exactly. He must be a fun guy that I want to hang out with and go to barbecues with.
Yeah. Actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
Until you then hear the words and you're like,
But that's the thing, you're never getting that close. You're passing through.
Right.
Not making big connections. But you're here. And people are like, yeah, there's a guy. Yeah, okay. You know, props are useful sometimes. Props are good, like icebreakers.
Yeah, like yours.
Like my prop.
Yeah, yeah. You're a big orange.
Oh yeah, I'm a big strawberry.
Raspberry. Yep.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm a big raspberry, a big fun raspberry. It's not too deep. There's nothing going on. You know, it's a statement. I'm here and I'm fun. I'm a fun, normal, cool guy that wears a big raspberry.
Why don't you just take the raspberry off and just be a fun, normal, cool guy?
No, because I think the raspberry communicates from a distance just how fun I am.
Okay.
And that's where I'd like people to stay.
Message communicated, message received.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
I'm starting to come around to this biscuit, I think. I think this is going to score quite highly. In fact, I'm going to say a score now. I'm going to say 4.5.
Okay, wow. Because I got to say, this biscuit, the more we talk about it, the more it's depressing me.
Okay.
Because it's like not...
Well, that's not a very fun emotion to have.
I know it's not, but, you know, this is not a very fun biscuit. It's a prop. A prop is not in itself, you know, fun or anything. It can be used for fun.
What about this big raspberry that I am? That's
not
fun.
Not fun. Annoying. It is fun. Really annoying. Fun. Really annoyed look me. How
look, and it's got like the green bit around the top for the orange leaf. That's the what? The raspberry leaf.
The raspberry leaf. Why can't we just be ourselves? Why can't, you know, maybe you're not fun. That's okay. You don't need to be fun, you know? They can just be yourself. Why can't it just be St. Philip Neri, where he's just a bit weird? Why do they have to make him to like this harmless, humorous guy? Maybe he's not.
What, you mean maybe he's not? Maybe he wasn't joking.
No, maybe he's just confused. Maybe he's just fucking crazy. Yeah.
But we've done this though. We've done the journey of self discovery, and I don't know about you, but what I found was there's nothing there.
No, I'm not going back down this road. I think this biscuit is ultimately depressing. It is not very tasty. It is not as fun as it pretends to be. Mm. I just can't imagine anyone having this biscuit and being like, fantastic, that was just what I wanted. That's really brightened up my day. That's really picked me up. And I think kind of on that basis, it's probably a 4.5. You have it because it's there. It looks like a biscuit. It fulfills the basic requirements of a biscuit. Mm. You have it. You're like, oh, it's kind of weird. Never mind. And then you carry on with your day. On with the process.
Well, I love that we've both come to exactly the same conclusion.
Very depressing biscuit.
Very fun biscuit. And a very fun biscuit review by two fun, mischievous friends. Just a sticky splat of jammy mischief.
You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please take a moment to leave 5 stars and a review on Apple Podcasts or your podcast platform of choice.
You can also support the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast on Patreon at patreon.com/definitelyhuman.
I'm David Price, he's David Knight, and we'll be back next month to review Nutella Biscuits. And remember, hope is not dead. Have a great month.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.